Consecrate your family to God, and look to Calvary, November 9th. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning, he will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. NKJV. You should never separate Christ from your life and family, and close the doors against him by unchristlike words and actions. There are those who profess the truth who neglect family prayer. But how can you venture to go to your labor without committing the care of your souls to your Heavenly Father? You should show that you trust in him. You should consecrate your families to God before you leave your homes. Every prayer that you offer up to God in faith will surely be respected and answered by your Heavenly Father. When Abraham was told to go out into a place which he knew not, wherever he pitched his tent he built an altar, and offered up his prayer morning and evening, and the Lord said of Abraham, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. This is the very work that should be done in every family, but it is strangely neglected. We want to live as in the sight of God in this world. It is of the greatest importance that we constantly make preparation here for the future, immortal life. We may have that life that measures with the life of God, if we are faithful, we shall have an immortal inheritance, an eternal substance, we shall see the King in his beauty, we shall behold the matchless charms of our blessed Savior. We should feel the importance of educating and training our children, that they shall seek and appreciate eternal life. Their will must be brought into subjection to the will of God, and they must seek constantly to repress everything that is evil in their natures. If fathers and mothers want their children to be Christ-like in disposition, they must set them the example. Your every act should be one to fit yourself and your children for heaven, and you will have special help in the matter. The Savior desires your joy to be full. Therefore he tells you to abide in him and he will abide in you. Open the door of your heart, and let in Jesus and the bright rays of his righteousness. He loves us with a love that is inexpressible, and if at any time you begin to fear that you will be lost, that Jesus does not love you, look to Calvary.